Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One, if they are going to trade him, then the last 3 days were really good for them. Because his value skyrocketed. And just having everyone in one place talking about him and the frenzy being about him, his Q rating jumped pretty substantially again. So that's good for business if you're actually going to move him. And I'm not convinced that they are. What I think's happening right now, we can get more into this. I've talked to a lot of people and have some good intel on this, I feel like, coming out of the break here, being in L.A., but I think the baseball people want to trade Juan Soto right now because they know that every day that passes, his value diminishes. And they would like to trade him now because then your smaller and medium market teams are going to get in on this because they can talk their owners into having three swings with Juan Soto to win a World Series. It's unprecedented. Mm-hmm. You normally trade for a guy like Soto, you get one run. Renting him for a few months. You get two runs if you're lucky. See Trey Turner from Washington to L.A. last year for the year and a half left. This is 2.5 years and three postseasons.
This is three pennant races.
So a Tampa Bay or a San Francisco or a Milwaukee or these teams that would never spend on him to keep him in free agency.
Yeah, they're not going to $500 million for him.
Absolutely, but they could still give up the four, five, six prospects, whatever it might take, to bring him in because they have an opportunity to win two titles in the next 3 years, and that's justified to them. So the baseball people, I believe, would like to trade him now. What I'm not convinced of, and the reason I don't think he gets traded at this deadline, as of right now, I don't think the Lerners will sign off on it. And this is just my guess, speculation based on information, I mean,
what's
guess,
the closest thing we can come up with is Harper in 2018.
They didn't sign off on
it. The deal was done until it wasn't.
Rizzo, the baseball people,
yep,
got a deal in place knowing he was going to leave, took it to the Lerners. And the way it was always, kind of told to me was the Lerners basically said at that time, we can't do it.
We can't do it.
This is real. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that we're actually here. I can't be the guy that traded Bryce Harper. And I think it'll be the same with Juan Soto. But I do believe they're going to work at getting a deal. They're going to pit all these teams against each other to try to get the best possible return. And it would be historic. This is Herschel Walker stuff in baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, there will never have been a trade that nets a team more than the Nationals will get for Juan Soto if they trade him. But number one reason why I don't have a problem with when they did it is because from a sheer business standpoint, which is what this is, mm-hmm, Juan Soto turned down $440 million. It's not personal, it's business. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, I'm the Nationals. I got to get the best return possible, and I got to start working on that now. Every day that gets closer to the deadline that the word's not out might lower the return some, but also this was a convention. I want the word
everybody's
out
there
before
yeah
the convention to help mm-hmm me out a little bit. But the other thing is this. I would have destroyed the Nationals if they just traded Juan Soto randomly. I'm just hypothetically coming up with a crazy outcome. Like next week. And we never knew that he turned down 15 and 440. If out of the blue, think about this. You just wake up and Juan Soto's been traded. But you don't know that they made him a record-breaking offer that moves past Mike Trout's deal. And they offered him almost $450 million. And you just saw that they traded him. You would be crestfallen. You'd be outraged. Mm-hmm. I would have been apoplectic. Them getting it out there was not only smart, it was a no-brainer. You have to let people know.
You have to know, yeah.
Because your resume says you don't do this.
Because the only thing that we knew, or that we think we know at this point, was they offered him $350 million a little while ago.
And which I thought was mostly, not embarrassing, but it's a starting point. It's a bad starting
point. Yeah, it wasn't close. And Scott Boras has now told us, by the way, that this one wasn't close. It's not in consideration. It's not even in the right stratosphere.
They don't like the structure more than anything else. They don't like that the per year amount is so low. First of all, the AAV is sub 30 mil.
Yep.
Be about 17th among players in baseball. Now, I would counter if I'm the Nationals and say, yeah, that's because we're paying you for 15 years. Like when you negotiate, you either get a high AAV over a shorter period or a lower AAV over a longer period. Which one do you want? Pick one. Mm-hmm. Boras and Soto are trying to take both.
We'd like to take both, please. And so we did some of the back of the napkin math yesterday. If you keep the same 15-year term and do $40 million per, well, that's $600 million. Just like that. Whoa! But that didn't even beat Max Scherzer, which it sounds like the Boris is using as a comp, and that $43 million AAV for Scherzer.
But if you get to 40-plus a year, you're obviously not paying him for 15. Then it comes down closer toward 10 years. So the question then is, from a payroll standpoint, mm-hmm. are you willing to pay him that much over a shorter time?
If you do 12, it's $480 million, et cetera.
My huge question now is, would he accept anything? I believe and have been told that if the offer starts with a 5, he would accept it. So I believe that to be the case. I'm not convinced, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's the case now. You know, just the eye line has been raised. Boris, by the way, played this like a fiddle. You know, like standing there at Soto's side, pretending to be wounded and hurt. We're very crestfallen that this came out. And then he's on with Heyman, and, you know, he's giving us all the information. He's doing the generational this, that, and the other, and these historical comps, and we stand to reason this way. And he's got he's a master at this. If you want someone to get you the most in baseball free agency, you hire Scott Boris.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. And he's doing his dance right now. And when he's done talking, I'm kind of going, yeah, you probably should pay Juan Soto $45 million a year. Oh, my God, who can do that? Right? There's two teams, and even then you may not be able to win. It's insane.
I want to know, just because I haven't been here, we can get into this next.
Yep.
What are people saying here? Fans, I'm saying. Because I don't have a pulse of that at all, having mm-hmm. been in L.A. I know what people are saying nationally. I know what media members and baseball people are saying. But I want to know what the fans here think. And are the phones able to be opened at this point? We can open them up? 800-636-1067? Or are we doing that wacky secondary number? All right, I'll get the other number for you. But I want to know what people think about this back here in D.C., and you've been taking the pulse
yeah.
for a couple
days. It's been really interesting, I'll tell you that.
It's funny, because this all came out on Saturday morning, and the amount of twists and turns of this storyline. Like, I don't know what you guys did with the charter plane thing. I think that's kind of an overblown, nonsensical thing, mostly. We could talk about that as well. But Juan Soto became the biggest story in sports for the last 72 hours.
Yeah.
And it might not go away. You're going to have NFL training camp launching, which is going to change the narrative a little bit here.
August 2nd is the deadline, man.
It's going to be a long couple weeks here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're a diehard Nats fan who loves Soto and doesn't want to see him go anywhere, this is going to be painful. I was sitting in the crowd watching Dodgers fans chant the way that they were, that they want Soto. And it was like watching someone hit on my girl at a bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, right after you guys had a heart-to-heart, before you walked out of the hotel to go to the bar, where she's like, maybe we should start seeing other people. And then you see these other people coming up and buying her drinks.
Those are other people.
And he's like giggling, you know, and I'm like, Juan, why are you giggling? What is that about? So here's our backup line for the day. 202-545-6382. 202-545-6382. If you want to try to get through on that line, you can jot it down, because there's no chance you'll remember that. 202-545-6382, which is just a wacky bit. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.